This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab Computers. He comes in and helps me out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. It's a nice rainy morning here. Saturday morning, nothing out there for you guys to do, right? So get on and get online with us over here at Computer Talk. We're here, a couple of pasty white computer geeks in studio, here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. 860-522-9842 is the number. I know that guy told you earlier something about an 800 number, but we don't know what he's talking about, right? I don't know. We're working on that. Joey will fix that eventually. 860-522-9842. Is the number. Feel free to get online. We'll do our best to help you out. We're here till 11 o'clock. And as usual and customary, we do have some technology news to discuss with you, huh?
Oh, we do. This is a story about the TikTok app, which is burning up the internet, apparently.
The app is burning up the internet?
Well, not literally, but no, I mean, there's a lot of activity on it, let's say.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And this is a double-pronged story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the FCC commissioners recently came out and asked Google and Apple to remove the TikTok app from their stores, their app stores.
Right.
It's Chinese owned.
Yes.
And his concerns are that Chinese parties, including the government, are getting at Americans' data through it.
Right.
Now, there's a backstory to this and a reason why he issued that request. BuzzFeed did an investigation and determined that there are people working for them in China who are tapping into Americans' data that came from the TikTok app.
Right.
Now, the TikTok people are saying, they say all the time that American TikTok data is kept in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? Maybe they do have a data center here in the U.S. and all that data is sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
But BuzzFeed revealed that there are people in China who are looking at that data.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where the data is. It's called VPN.
I mean, it's a global internet, for crying out loud.
Right.
So how does it matter that the data is housed in U.S. data centers? I mean, that's just such a transparent fable.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe that people actually think that that matters.
Right,
but,
right.
Apparently it does. At any rate, this is something that we've talked about. You know, be careful where your data is and who owns the company that's got it.
We've talked about this as far as being an issue. I brought it up with my kids. They poo-poo me every time. And that was like years ago I brought this up. It's a Chinese company.
Right. And we also talk about making sure that your antivirus is from a trusted source.
Right.
And watch out for antivirus that comes from Eastern Europe.
Right.
Because certain parties can get into that information,
right,
too.
Even Kaspersky, which is Russian. Right. And everyone's finally warning on that as well.
Right.
We don't have any problem with Chinese people.
No.
The Chinese Communist Party is the folks you have to be careful with. And that's the ones that are looking at your data.
Right. And that's correct. I mean, you're not necessarily indicting the people that are even hosting the app. And when it comes to companies like Kaspersky, my personal opinion is that they are good guys. Evgeny Kaspersky, who founded it, is a good guy.
Right. He's just a victim of his own
government.
But
he's inside Russia.
Right.
So, you know, that data is there and the Russian government can get at it. Mm-hmm. So, and there isn't a whole lot that he can do.
No.
So.
Well, he doesn't want to end up in Siberia. Well, that's no fun. Well, it's getting warmer.
Even if they do arrest him and throw him into a gulag in Siberia, I mean, they're going to get that data. Right. So it doesn't matter whether he resists them or not. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's an important consideration.
Yeah.
And it's a reason why I will never have the TikTok app. On any of my devices.
Say that three times fast.
TikTok app.
He did it. All right. So please, I know most of you who are listening are of an age who probably don't have TikTok on that, but many of your kids do. If you're 25 and under, you do. Guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in other news, this is kind of rich. This is from The Register, my favorite UK tech blog. So the folks at Apple, they're very interested in making sure they're on the up and up, right? On the up and up in general, right? They want to be an upstanding company. Of course, they've got this story has to do with one of their most senior legal executives. Basically, this guy is named Gene Levoff, and his job was to make sure he would keep limit insider trading from occurring, right? So if you're on the inside of Apple. Right. You're in the inside. You know, new products coming out. They don't want to find engineers buying a bunch of stock or vice versa. They might have information saying, Apple's not doing so good. You start selling your stock. Insider trading is what they, ask Martha Stewart. She knows. So this guy who's in charge of trying to keep insider trading to a minimum was just found guilty and had to plead to 6 counts of what? Insider trading.
What?
He earned himself $227,000 and avoided $377,000 in losses. So that's a nice $500,000 swing.
Whoa.
Yes, he was able to move around his money because, of course, he was using insider information.
Really?
Yep.
I don't say.
I'll go ahead and put the link up there for you guys to read the story. But again, you can't make this kind of stuff up. He couldn't claim ignorance, of course, because he had all the information right there in front of him and he had everything. Of course, he's going to get a nice possible 20 years in prison, which would be nice, but nobody gives these guys 20 years in prison. He'll probably have 20 days in prison.
I was going to say maybe 2 months, but yeah, you're right.
And this is per count, and there's 6 counts, and a $5 million fine. So I hope at least they whack him for the fine. We'll see what happens, and we'll put a link up there for you guys, but can't make it up.
Wow.
What else you got there, Dennis?
Well, Carnival Cruises is in trouble.
Oh, no. They had so much COVID. First it was COVID, and now it's what?
Well, this actually predates COVID.
Oh.
Back in 2019, they had an internal email account that was sending spam to other addresses.
Okay.
And they there were criminals who had managed to hijack a bunch of their Office 365 accounts.
Yep. Happens all the time.
And, Carnival Cruises got fined $6 million because of multiple cyber attacks that followed from that.
From the compromised email attacks.
Right.
Right.
And they were not quite honest in their disclosures about these cyber attacks and the extent of the data that got exfiltrated.
Well, let's see, Dennis. So when you go on a Carnival cruise and you're going internationally, what might you have to give those guys that they would hang on to?
Oh, I mean, things like your passport.
Oh, gee. Social Security numbers.
Social Security. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff that's in those cruise records.
Gotcha. And that's what was compromised?
Some of it, yes.
Gotcha.
They're not entirely sure how much of it because Carnival hasn't entirely been honest. And that's why they got fined.
But aren't they like a Panama company? They're not even America.
Well, the ships are registered out of Panama.
Ah, gotcha.
The company, I believe, is headquartered in Miami.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, 365 gets compromised Often.
All the time. Unfortunately.
It's one of the biggest targets out there.
Oh, sure.
And then once they're in and reading your email, then they can figure out how to, and then send mail on your behalf to get access to more information, right? The bad guys ask somebody else within your organization who they've read, oh, you're part of IT. Hey, I'll act like I need access to give them access.
Yeah. And hey, most Office 365 accounts are eligible for two-factor authentication. So why not just freaking set it up?
Oh, it's too much trouble.
Come on.
It's too much trouble, Dennis.
Come on.
In other news, this is something I kind of touched on a little bit last week. We had this. This went back. It was back to 2017 as the Bitcoin craze, underlying craze, took off in 2017. A Long Island iced tea company sent its share price spiking as much as 380% merely by announcing a pivot from making iced tea to working in blockchain. They changed their name to Long Blockchain Corp. And again, we talked about crypto being part of the greater fool theory. If you can convince that many fools to crank up an iced tea company's stock 380% by simply merely announcing the word blockchain in your name, again, you guys deserve to lose your money as far as I'm concerned. But they're finally going to go ahead and have their insider trading files have been charged, and they have been delisted. Thank goodness, because they never did anything with blockchain. They never intended to.
Right.
They just wanted to get as many people to buy their silly stock because they were called blockchain, and they knew there's a ton of fools out there who don't understand how this technology works or what it is. And they go ahead and buy iced tea shares.
Well, I mean, you know, it's terrible that they did that, but how stupid are people to just go along with it?
Well, it turns out they are breathtakingly stupid.
Yeah, wow.
So basically, I wanted to bring that up so you guys, kind of like an update. We'll put the link up there for you guys to read as well. So we're going to be here till 11. We are live, and it's a nice cloudy morning out there for you guys. Two lines open for you. Two lines are occupied, so feel free to get online. 860-522-9842, or WTIC. That is the number to call. And, of course, we are over on the old Facebooks. If Zuckerberg deems us worthy, if you want to watch us do our work here through the Facebook Live, you can over at WTIC's Facebook page, and you can post questions in there as well. Like it and share it so Zuckerberg deems us worthy. And everything we talk about, too, will be posted by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. He'll post it on the Facebooks. We'll get it to the Twitters. We'll get it out there to you so you don't have to remember what we're talking about. You don't have to say, hey, what were they talking about? No, it's right there, ComputerTalkWithTab.com. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Yes, we did say Carolyn could play what she wanted. 'Tis the season, kids. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. But we're going to get to your calls right away now. We're going to go to Margaret, who is on the line first, and let's see what we can do for her. What's going on, Margaret? Hang on, I got to hit the button twice right now. There we go. What's going on, Margaret?
Good morning.
Morning.
Listen, I used to be able to do a lot of computer stuff, but I don't anymore because it's just too exhausting.
We hear you.
Definitely hear you.
It just wears me out.
Yes.
You know, all I want to do is pay my bills and keep my recipes.
There it is. That's all you want, Margaret. You don't want much.
Yeah, I'm not asking much, am I? But honestly, I used to be able to do a lot. But anyway, my friends and I really want to know, should we upgrade to Microsoft 2.11 or not? Right. And if not, why not? Or, yes, I know you talked about it. I missed it, but you talked about it months ago or whatever.
Yeah, we talk about it quite a bit these days.
I'm sorry if I'm being, you know.
No. No, you're not. It's a common question.
It's a very good question, too.
And so as time goes on, we'll be more open to saying go ahead and upgrade. But you don't have to.
Does it make any difference?
I
have 210.
Just another number, far as I'm concerned.
Right, exactly.
They'll say there's some improvement. And Dennis, do you want to speak to any changes or improvement that you've seen?
With my own laptop, which is right here.
Running
Windows 11.
Mm-hmm.
It has actually performed better.
I meant to say Windows 11. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We know.
We get what you're talking about. Not a problem. But I'm running Windows 11 on it. It actually runs better. than it did with 10. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, that isn't going to happen with every machine.
No.
And unfortunately, there is very little way to predict whether that will happen.
Right.
Okay.
Even Microsoft's tool that says you're compatible has been wrong, even within their own surfaces.
Yes. It's been, oh, yeah, the Surface. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we won't even go to the Microsoft Surface headache.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But if I'm working with Windows 10, am I inhibited somehow or?
No.
Slowed down or whatever?
Not in any way. Not in any way. Windows 10 is a fine operating system all by itself. The only downside to it is that it will go off of support in 2025. Okay?
Right. Yeah, plenty of time.
Now,
so
if you...
It will go off what?
It'll end, support for it will end in 2025.
Well, guess what, guys? I'm not going to be alive then.
Oh, no.
I don't want to hear that. Oh. No, please.
So it doesn't make any difference to me.
Well,
here's the thing. If you've got an older computer, I mean, maybe it's already 5 or 6 years old.
No, I have a new computer.
All right, good.
Yeah, it'll last.
It'll last. And
so will you, Margaret.
You're going to be around. And
you
maybe...
Sure.
You should have an opportunity to upgrade it to Windows 11 later as that 2025 date comes closer.
Yeah, but what's the glitch with Windows 11 right now? Because I heard you one time. I should have taken notes, and I did not.
There's many glitches. We won't know specifically until your individual hardware shows it.
Right, and there were some glitches with VPN connections initially that were just not working at all. There's also the problem that Windows 11 doesn't have Internet Explorer in it anymore. And anyone who requires that, typically for a business reason, it's not home users.
Ironically, maybe her favorite recipe site is only going to use
possible
Explorer, and she'll never get her recipe again.
But Parmesan.
All right.
Print it out.
At any rate, that is missing. So for a lot of businesses, especially, that becomes a non-starter for them.
Right.
But, you know,
we're always going to be conservative. We're always going to tell you to wait.
Right. And just go ahead and wait. And
so the bottom line is, gentlemen, that I don't have a problem with Windows 2.10 right now.
Right. Exactly.
None.
So move on.
I can be perfectly happy.
You've got better things to concern yourself with.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I sure do.
All right, Margaret.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hopefully she's here in 2025. Come on, guys. Let's go on to Ray in Wallingford. What's happening there, Ray?
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
The woman that you just spoke to, she had part of my question.
Mm-hmm.
I have Windows 10. I see that there's always the option to update to version 21H2. I called you late last year. You said wait till the spring. We're now to the summer. Should I continue to wait?
Go ahead and take 21H2.
Okay.
Yeah, take that.
But wait for Windows 11.
Again, you don't need it.
Okay.
You can upgrade it. Dennis did it.
I did it. I did it mostly because I had to know how it works.
Right.
Yeah. No, I understand.
You know, I mean that's me and.
Yeah.
And it does, I'm telling you, this computer works better with 11.
Right.
It just does.
Yep.
And I'm very happy with it. But that experience does not translate to everybody else's computer.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Right. Well, again, I don't want to be the guinea pig.
Well, the longer you wait, the more
less
guinea pigs.
The guinea pigging you're doing,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Others will have tabby issues.
We all seem to be beta testers for Windows.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday, actually.
Every patch Tuesday, yeah.
It happens every Tuesday.
Every second Tuesday,
yeah. Yep, that's our lives.
All right, well, I will take the leap and go to 21H2 and wait a few more months on deciding what I want to do on 11.
Sounds good, Ray.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You got it. You too. Bye-bye. It is one of those things, right? I mean, we're always going to be very conservative when it comes to updates and patches. We need you to update and patch, right, for security reasons.
Correct.
But then if you get the latest and greatest and then it breaks on you, I mean, often Microsoft will have to withdraw patches and change things because their patch broke stuff.
Right. And they have a whole protocol meant to do that.
Right.
So that should tell you something right there.
Right. And they bricked quote-unquote bricked equipment in some of their
Yeah, even their own equipment. Surfaces, yeah.
Right, so, you know, part of our problem is we, in being in IT, we just don't want you to break it if you can't, if you don't have to. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you, 860-522-9842. Also, we're on the old Facebooks. If you want to go to WTIC's Facebook page, you can join the conversation there, too, right there in the chat area. If you get a question, put it in there. We'll try to get it on the air as well. And everything's been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, the name of the show.com. It also works. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. One line open for you. Feel free to get online. I do love that forecast, wear sunscreen. There was a great song in the 80s that talked about wearing sunscreen. Gave all sorts
right,
of advice.
Right.
And the final advice was to wear sunscreen. So thank you. We will do so. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Dave in Enfield next. What's happening, Dave?
Hey, how are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, I had a problem with my laptop. Unfortunately, I am not home at the moment where I can actually go through this with you, but I can do it from memory.
Okay.
After the power came back, I went to boot up, and I got a black screen with words that said something to the effect of a lost partition. And every time I tried to, you know, I powered down, waited a few, powered it back up, got the same thing. I was able to get around it by hitting, was it F10 or something like that, to get to a, what looked like a safe screen. And the list said to start it up. I have Windows 10 on it.
Yep.
And when I hit that, it brought it back up. But every time I sign off, I have to do that from now on. Is there a way around it?
So wait a minute. You can get in by going to force a safe mode, then you reboot, and it lets it come up?
It gives me a list of options, you know, like going to BIOS and all this other stuff. But I saw one that said start Windows 10, something along that line. It was one like
start
a
Windows 10 normally.
No, not, the word normally wasn't even there.
Okay.
Start Windows 10, and I did, and it came up.
Hmm.
But in all honesty, I'm afraid to turn the computer off again.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So is it running right now?
It was running when I left the house, yeah.
Okay. So the first thing you do when you get back to the house is back it up. If there's any data on there you need, copy it to whatever media you want to copy it to, just in case. It sounds to me like you have a hard drive issue of some kind, some sort of boot partition issue or boot sector error.
Yeah, and I would, I'm just thinking it might be at a hardware level.
Yeah.
I mean, it's over 50% chance.
But if he's doing it, so he's actually either booting it like without network support or he's booting it without something, right? Because that's what his options are, to boot with, not normally,
yes,
with some sort of modification, and that modification could be part of the issue. Can you get to the internet and do any kind of work when you've booted in this way?
Yeah, once I'm up, I can use it like I've always used it.
Interesting.
It's just a question of getting to that point, starting it, you know, by basically turning the computer on and having it go through its cycle to get to, you know, my desktop. I don't have that feature anymore.
Do you have a thumb drive stuck on the side of that thing or anything? Any other kind of drive connected to it?
No, the only thing I have hooked up to it is an HDMI cable so that I can watch the internet over the TV instead of on the little screen.
Yeah. Okay, because sometimes people leave drives that are stuck in and they try to boot from it. Go ahead.
I wonder if boot repair will do it.
But you should back it up first.
Oh, Eric is right. First task is to back up any data that you want to keep.
Hmm.
Because if it is a hardware problem, you may not get it back again. So back that up. Get everything on a safe drive somewhere.
Right.
Then we can provide a link to a site. It's actually on Microsoft's tech support site. And you can go through some troubleshooting to fix boot problems.
Okay.
All right.
I will admit it's an older laptop, and the only reason I use it is because of the peripherals. I have four USB ports, and I can't find anything like that, plus an actual on-off switch for the internet. I don't even think the new ones even have that anymore.
Hmm. Well, when you say on-off switch for the internet, do you mean turning off Wi-Fi?
On the edge of the laptop, there's a little slide switch to actually engage the internet or work without it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, most of them have function keys that'll do that.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, that there would be a one of the F keys would do it.
Mm-hmm. But the USB ports are pretty nice, having four of them.
That's generous. But then again, you can compensate for that by going out and getting a USB hub.
And oh, I have a couple of those, but yeah. They don't last.
So, Dave, so oh, no. You have four USB ports, but nothing plugged into them. You sure?
The only thing plugged in is an HDMI cable for the TV.
All right. Just right. Double checking again, just in case something like is trying to boot from whatever you've got plugged into those USB
ports.
Yeah,
the other thing for people listening would be like a printer that might have a USB port in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that will act as storage sometimes, and that sometimes will fool the computer, too.
Yeah, I don't even have a printer hooked up.
Okay. So we'll put the link for you, Dave, to try a few things to recover that boot sector or that drive if possible. Otherwise, you may have to get a new hard drive. But if it's old, I wouldn't have you do it. If it's over 5 years old, you shouldn't put too much energy into it.
Well, I had the hard drive actually replaced maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Oh.
It was during the start of COVID. So, I mean, it's still a good drive. It's a solid state, which I really love.
Yeah. Well, it's good, but it may not be.
Is the fact that the cable to hook to the TV, could that be an issue with it when I go to boot up?
I don't think so.
I really doubt it unless there's some kind of an odd electrical charge that's getting fed through it, but... Where would that come from? We're just talking theory here.
Yeah.
No, I understand. It's just weird. The power had gone out. Mm-hmm. When it came back on, I booted up, and then I had the problem. So I really don't know what else to ask about.
But. Well, with the laptop, you've got a battery backup built in, right? So it doesn't almost it shouldn't matter if the power went out or not, unless you had some sort of surge that came along to fry something, which could happen.
No, it's possible. All right, now this is on your website?
Yep, computertalkwithtab.com is where we put all of our live links.
Okay, I'll check it out when I get home. Thank you very much for your time, and have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too, Dave.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So and this is the time of lightning strikes. So the reason people put what are called UPSs and surge strips on their equipment has nothing to do with the lightning itself, because lightning can hit your house and it'll fly down anything it wants to get to your device. Right, you need to have some sort of, you know, protection built in to prevent any kind of damage caused like that. But what we're preventing when you put a surge strip or a UPS in line is the surge that comes back when the power comes back on from the power company. And that's what we're protecting against, not the lightning strike itself. Literally, it'll come down all sorts of ways and blow all sorts of things up. As if you've experienced it, you'd know. Let's go on to Richard in Hartford has been on the longest. What's happening, Richard?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, very good. Enjoying my 3-day weekend here.
Yeah.
So you guys don't work on Monday, okay? You have the day off.
We do, but we're technically still available because that's a geek's life.
Right. So I got an email in my spam folder, and I don't know if you guys have talked about it or you know about it. It's from the United States District Court for the Northern District of California.
Oh, I hear you're in trouble, Richard.
Yeah, right. Facebook Internet Tracking Litigation. It's a class action suit against Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I Googled it, and supposedly it's legitimate. I only got it like 4 days ago. And I just want to make sure if I can safely put in this claim form and get my $5.
So it's probably not legitimate. I would say I would tell you to stay away from it because it's going to ask you for more information than it should probably to get your $5, right?
Yeah. I mean, how much is the $5 worth? I mean, even if it is legitimate, do you really want to go there?
Yeah, I'm looking at, so I Googled Facebook Internet Tracking Litigation email. It's several sources, including Reuters, says it's legitimate.
I'm looking here. It's a Chicago thing, $90 million class action lawsuit against the company.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a CNET article about it.
But see, here's the beauty of how phishing emails work. They use Real to get you to put in information for their own purposes. So the email could be coming from a nefarious source, but they made it look very legitimate. And then you're going to go, oh, okay, I'll put all my information in because I want my $5. And when you do that, you've given the bad guys your information for whatever they're asking you.
Yeah.
So if you really want to have this work, you should go to these articles that are out there from either CNET or we'll put them up here for you.
Yeah, we can put one up.
And they probably have instructions as to how you can yourself go ahead and click on there and get some of Zuckerberg's money back.
Yeah, well, that's what I call it, because it came in the spam folder. But, I mean, it looks legitimate, and then when I Googled it, you know, it says it's legit. But,
well, that's how it works. No, it's so it is. That's exactly, this is exactly how a phishing campaign works to get you. This is exactly how it works. They use a legitimate thing in the news. They then put together a fake email. I can get anybody's logo. I can send you an email making it look like I'm from the FBI, and then I know you've done bad. Right? I mean, heck, if you we're all guilty of something according to laws that have been out there since whenever. We're literally all guilty of something. So I could send you an email saying, you did this, you did that. Hey, fill this out. And you're going to be like, yeah, that does look legitimate. Right? So don't fall for it. This is exactly how phishing schemes work.
The CNET article that I found contains links to actually submit a claim to the legitimate, I guess, law firm that's handling it.
Well, we'll put that in quotes because they're getting all the money, really.
Well, right.
You're getting $5 and they're getting $45 million.
Right. I mean, if you do feel like actually going for your $5,
right,
this article will guide you to the right place for that. Okay.
All right. I'll check that out. Yeah, all right. Appreciate it.
Don't use the email, Richard. Don't do it. All right.
Well, that's why I called. I mean, I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
And I'm glad you did, because this
I know not to the click on links, and you know, a lot of stuff lands in my spam folder, and this is one that I wanted to call about.
This is exactly the best thing you thought you did for everybody, because you're like, hey, it's legit. A portion of it is. All right.
I also wanted to alert your listeners.
Yeah.
So, okay. Have a great 4th of July, and we'll talk again sometime, perhaps.
Thank you.
Okay, Richard, you too. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right. Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, because he just showed you exactly how phishing works. This is exactly how they do it.
They use a legitimate hook to do an illegitimate thing to you.
Right.
Yep.
And people will put it in for $5. I mean, I understand gasoline is ridiculously expensive, but it's not worth it. Let's go to take a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. Tom and Harwinton, hang on. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is Dennis Halnon, one of the owners of Tab Computer Systems. He came in and comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And that's Carolyn on the controls, serving up some patriotic music for our 4th of July weekend. Let's get online. Feel free to get online, guys. You have four lines open. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're here till 11 o'clock, and we'd love to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Otherwise, we talk about our kids and our cats, and that is no fun. Let's go to Tom in Harwinton. There you go, Tom. What can we do for you, sir?
Good morning, Eric and Dennis. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Good.
Good. So, you have a new call screener, so I thought I'd break her in, right, with the Harwinton thing.
Nice job.
Yeah.
I know, you know.
She's very trainable. But if she put the G in it, I'd say it.
Two quick things. I got a letter and an email from Charter last week about how they upped my speed from 100 to 200 megabits per second. So I went online, and I got three different sites bookmarked where I can do a speed test. Mm-hmm. So I tested the Chrome, Brave, and Firefox browsers, and none of them are even close to that. They're just what they've always been. How come I'm not seeing something closer to 200 than 100?
I can think of two reasons. Number one, maybe they haven't really started the 200 megabit feed for you yet at your location. They might have started rolling it out in your area, but they haven't set up all the router tables to get that out to you. Right. The other thing that I'm thinking of is that maybe your modem is not capable of picking up the higher speed.
Right.
So should I ask them to replace my modem?
Yeah. I mean, you should call them and say, hey, you guys sent me a letter saying you improved my speed, but my speed is not improved.
Right.
And they'll take care of that.
Yeah, they should help you out.
Okay. I mean, 100 is perfectly fine for what I do. I mean, I certainly don't need a 200, but if they're giving it to me, why not take it?
Sure.
You're technically
okay, so the other thing I wanted to mention is a lot of times people call in and they have problems with Microsoft Office. Mm-hmm. Why is it that you don't recommend they use something like LibreOffice or OpenOffice? You know, they're both open source software, and mm-hmm. they work basically the same. There's hardly any difference, if there is any. The only difference I ever saw was the extension on documents is a little bit different, but you can convert it, and when it converts, it looks the way it always looked. So get away from Microsoft Office. Why pay for it when there's free software?
Well, here, I've used those products, okay? Mm-hmm. And they are interoperable with Office to a degree. The problem is that sometimes you open up a document and it just does not look the way it's intended. Really? And I know, yeah, I've seen it. If you, especially if you open up a LibreOffice presentation in PowerPoint, you're going to get a mess. It just by definition, you're going to get a mess. Mm-hmm. It does not. There are a lot of limitations within the programs. Okay, mm-hmm. And the Libre people do a very good job of trying to emulate Office, but they never quite get there. And you know, for a lot of home users, LibreOffice is great.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you to use it. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to tell you to use it, but if you're sending documents to people, if you are a business that's sending documents to other businesses, you've got to have confidence that what you're sending them is going to be what you intend it to be.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just doesn't happen if you're starting out with LibreOffice.
And often, we're always talking with our business hats on, because that's what we do in our
day
job.
We're thinking from a business point of view. Yeah. But like I said, you are correct that LibreOffice and a lot of those other alternatives are fine for home users.
And they're free.
And they are free. They're very nice. They're very simple. And they do a nice job.
And we'll link them again. Happy to.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, my usage is very simple. I only use Word documents, and I got a couple of spreadsheets. So I don't do anything fancy with it. But from what I've seen, and I didn't know businesses might have issues based mm-hmm. on using things I don't use, it seems to work perfectly fine.
Yeah, no, that's great, yeah. Tom. You're exactly right.
All right. Well, you guys have a nice weekend.
Yeah, you too, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But, you know, on the speed issue there, he's right. You know, 200 megabits is definitely better than 100 megabits. He may not even see the difference, though, if he's not using much. But he may as well get what they're saying they're giving.
Sure, why not?
So that when the bill goes up, he knows why. let's go to Tom in Newington here at the top of the hour. You may have to get your question in and then answer it after the news. But what you got, Tom?
I have a problem. When I turn my computer on, it takes an awful long time to come on. Is there something I could do to change that? I don't know what it just happened recently, and it takes an awful long time to
boot up.
Well, what is it that's happening? What is the part of the process that's slow?
Nothing happens when I turn on. I just have to wait and wait and wait.
Are you getting any kind of post screen or anything?
No, nothing. It's just a blank screen.
All right, so he's got something in your startup that is just timing out. Like it's maybe you had a printer connected and it's waiting for the printer to respond, or some sort of peripheral or some software is taking a second to respond and the machine's waiting. How many minutes would you say it takes to come on?
It takes a good 5 minutes anyways.
That's a long time. Is it Windows 10, I assume?
Windows 10, yeah.
All right, we're going to put you on hold if it's okay. Do a little bit of research to see if we can find some reasons as to why that might be and give you some suggestions.
It.
All right.
Thanks.
We'll put Tom on hold. And let you guys know that there are three lines open. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842 during the news with Morgan. And we'll do our best to help you out with those questions, comments, and concerns. Everything we've talked about is posted over at computertalkwithtab.com, which is the name of the show.com. And we share it out there on Facebook. Mike G is posting it over there on Facebook. If Zuckerberg deems it worthy, it'll get to your news feed as long as you're not in Australia. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.